Last week we learned the Gemara till Yud Amud Beis, about 20 lines from the top. Daf Yud Amud Beis, Gemara Chulin. Daf Yud Amud Beis, Talmud Bavli, okay. This is a very famous Gemara. This Gemara, the next Daf, the Gemara is, the line begins with the words Kvod Shel Chacham. So after the first three words, the Gemara starts this famous discussion. Mino Ha Milse, the Amar Rabbanan, what is the source for the din that the Chachamim said and established halacha, uki milsa achazake? That if you don't know whether the situation changed or not, you assume status quo. If yesterday it was kosher and you don't know whether it became treif or not, shtokman after chazake, you pass them based on that. A woman is an eshesish and you don't know whether the husband died or not, you're not sure, shtokman after chazake, you assume she's still an eshesish. Unless you know bevadai that it changed. You always tell after chazoket. You assume that things didn't change unless you know bevadai. So we mentioned last week that the Taptaisa says there are two kinds of shtelling of chazoket. So the mashal that I gave, the silly mashal that I gave was, I come to Queens on Tuesday night. I was just learning in the Beis Medrash until 6:40. I have a safek whether the building is still standing or not. Maybe someone bombed the building. Mechitaisa. There's no latest asafik, there's no reisit. So that's more simple, that's more elementary. Ishtalta b'chazoke, there's no latest asafik. But we were coming by car, and we were listening, we weren't, but we were coming by car listening to the news, and on the news they said that some terrorists bombed the building in Washington Heights. And now there's a latest asafik, maybe the Beis Medrash is no longer there. So that's a bigger chiddush, that ishtalta b'chazoke, even though you have Ashtikol Reyesa, Reyesa means Aleidus HaSafek, is still Shtalav HaChazokim. One is more poshut than the other. That Yishtalav HaChazokim, when there's no Reyesa, when there's no Aleidus HaSafek, that's easier to understand than the second step, that Yishtalav HaChazokim, even when there is Aleidus HaSafek. So the Gemara is going to prove both from the Pasuk. So that's what Tosfos is going to discuss. How do you see both? So the Gemara, how do you know Yishtalav HaChazokim? Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yenison, he says in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Yenison, Omakro, the Pasuk says in Chumash that there's a din of tzaras batim. There's a din of tzaras on a person. He develops an egg of tzaras on his body. There's a din of tzaras begodim, on clothing. And then there's a din of tzaras batim. So in order, an egg of tzaras doesn't become tome automatically. Not on the person, not on the begodim, and not on the batim. You have to have a kohen has to say that it's tome. Kolzman the kohen doesn't say, even though it's a vadai egg of tzaras, the tome doesn't take effect by itself. So you have to have a psaka koin. And the koin has to know that it has a sheer kigris. If the nega tzaras on the walls of the house, in Eretz Yisrael, the din of tzaras only, it's a miracle, it's something lemaila menatev, it's not at all natural. And the psukim say in Chumash, and the Mishnah is saying the goyim, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. Tzaras batin, tzaras begodim, and tzaras b'nei adam does apply in Chutz Lords. It's also at this lemaila menatev. But the tzaras batim is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Amr Abmiyanisan Amakrot says, in the Chumash, the kohen goes inside the house, he sees the nega tzaras, and he sees that it has a sheer kigris. A gris, let's say an inch by an inch, whatever it is, probably smaller. An inch by an inch. Kohen goes from inside. If the kohen is going to stand in the house and is going to pasken that the bais is tamei, so he's going to become tamei because he's standing in the bais amenuga. That's not sechodik. So let him first walk out of the house and then declare that the bais is tummy. But if he declares, if he stands in the house and he declares the bais is tummy, it'll become tummy and he'll become tummy. It says in the Chumash also, when you go tell a kohen, you should come look at the negat saras, they should empty out everything from the bais, b'terem yavo hakohen, before the kohen comes, otherwise everything will become tummy. So use your brains and empty everything out beforehand. Otherwise, you'll have to be tovel everything in the mikveh. And some things, if it's a klicheris, you can't even be tovel it in the mikveh. So the pasuk says, "V'yatzah kain min abayis al pesach habayis." The kain should look in neged tzaras and walk outside of the house, and then declare that it's something. His giras habayis. His giras habayis shivas yomim. Then you take a look at the end of the 7 days to see whether pasa hanega, whether it spread or not. If it didn't spread, it's not tummy. He only he declares it as a by. There's a mitzora muzga and there's a mitzora muchlot. By tzaras on the adam, so a person comes to the kohen and he has a nega tzaras. So let's say the person comes to the kohen and he says, I have this nega tzaras for the last 3 months. It started off as small, then it got bigger, keeps on spreading bigger, and it comes to the kohen. So that's not called pisoyim. Pisoyim means when it spreads. Pisoyim is after the kohen saw it, a week later, is it bigger? He tells him it was bigger, it keeps on getting bigger, that doesn't count. It has to get bigger after the kohen saw it.
When the kohen goes in after a week, after 7 days, he's going to become tamei anyway.
Okay. Okay, but he doesn't have to be tamei unnecessarily in the beginning of the week. That is correct. That is right. So the Gemara asks the question: if, let's say, the kohen sees that the neged tzaras has more than a kigris, and then he walks outside and the gris shrank, and it's no longer a sheer gris, and then the kohen will declare habayis hazet tamei. It's a bayis muzgar. It's tamei like a bayis hamuzgar. So the psak of the kohen is not chal. The neged tzaras is not mitami by itself. You need a psak kohen, but the psak kohen has to correspond to reality. If it doesn't correspond, if it's the wrong color, and it's not the right maria tume, or it's less than a kegris, so he thought it had a gris, but he saw it had a gris. And then when he walks out and he declares tummy, the gris shrank, no longer has a gris. So then the din is that the baisa is not tummy. The psak of the coin was an error. So the Gemara asks, this Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rab Yonasan asks, Dilma perhaps adenofik vi osa, as the coin is walking out from the house, maybe bota le shi'ura, maybe the shear of the gris shrank. So how is the bais tamei? And the laws that man from dam shum darminam, because the Torah declares uki achazake ishtal of the chazake. Since when he looked at the gris, he looked at the neged, had a sheer gris, he assumes still has the sheer gris. So Tosis is bothered with this famous kasha. There's no mechet teisa that it changed. This is a chazake where there's no leiras hasafi. There's no reyesa. How do you know that you even shtal of chazake even when there is raglan in the davar? There is room to think that maybe it changed. You still start al chazaka. How can you prove that from the pasuk? So Tosis explains the Chumash says this din that the kohen looks at the nega, goes to the front of the house, and he's no longer looking at the nega. He declares the bais is tamei. Comes back next week. So if if the nega got smaller, so the Torah has different dinim. So Tosis says, maybe the nega got smaller before the kohen passed kentomei. There is a latest asafik already. When the kohen looked at it in the house, it was large. Next week, after a week, it's smaller. So it did shrink. And you don't know when it shrank. And it's not a logical thing. The whole story of the goyim is lemala min hateva. It's not like another disease or something, that it goes gradually, it goes bigger gradually, it goes smaller gradually. The whole nega tzaras is lemala min hateva. That it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, because it's Mar Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael, and it's really a nes l'mayla min hateva. So you have a latest asafik. The kohen looked at the nega tzaras in the house, and it has a gris. At the end of the week, he comes and he sees that it's smaller. Let's say it's less than a gris. So how do you know that it was tummy for a whole week? Maybe when he walked out of the house, it was already less than a gris, and he's declaring that it should be a bias muzga tummy to be mitami meat. People who walk in for the whole week, maybe the whole psak was an error. So Zetman Fundan, that Yishtal of Chazake, even if there is a latest asaf, because the pasuk goes in all cases, even if at the end of the week the kohen comes and he sees that the nega is less than a gris, he has no right to assume that it shrank before he passed kentomei. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible.
Right. What do you take into account the fact is that when he walks from inside the house to the outside, how long did it take? A minute? In that period of time, it got less.
That's what Tosis says. Nothing goes with logic here. It's not like an infection that it grows bigger when it's getting worse, and it goes smaller, little at a time. The whole thing over here is lamayla menateva. So it's going to shrink in a second. You don't know when the second was. Was the second before he passed kentame? Was the second later? So that's the Gemara's proof that the Chumash says the bias was tummy for the first 8 days, tummy vaday, not a tummy suffix. Because mishtalav chazaka. That's a famous point. Tosis, the top Tosis on Amud Beis has 2 points. So that's 1 point. Tosis says the Pasuk is teaching us that yishtalav chazaka, even if there's later sasafik, the question may be not so. There's a later, Areas is still. Then Tosis has another famous line that we don't understand, that the Achreinim say we don't understand. Tosis, Rektakasha, how can you prove from the institution of the coin walking El Pesach HaBayis, and he clears the Bayis is Tamei. So that shows Yishtalav Chazakeh. Otherwise, how does he have the right to declare Tamei? Don't we have a rule? Sofik Tumeh, Sofik Dereis and Luchumer, Sofik Derabban Lakula. But Sofik Tumeh depends, is it Bishus HaYachar or Bishus HaRam? So Sofik Tumeh Bishus HaYachar is Sveika Tamei. So he's talking inside a house, it's a Bishus HaYachid. So Sofik Tumeh Bishus HaYachar is Sveika Tamei. The coin walks out of the house. He doesn't know whether the shear of the gris shrank and it's less than a gris or it's the same size. So how do you know? How can you prove in the Pasuk that Yishtalav Chazakeh in Kol HaTorah Kula, Yov Yishtalav Chazakeh? Maybe it's not based on Chazakeh. Maybe it's based on Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYachid, Sveika Tomei. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis answers, the din of Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYachid, Sveika Tomei, doesn't mean Bishus HaYachid for Shabbos. What does Rishus HaYachad for Shabbos means? Mechitzes. And Rishus HaRam for Shabbos is a different definition. So Tosis quotes, there is a Gemara. I think we discussed it already when we learned the previous daf. If you have three people around, even inside a Rishus HaYachad, in a shul, if you have three people, the Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash is a Rishus HaRam, because there are always crowds of people in the Beis HaMikdash. If you have three people together, then it has the din of Rishus HaRam. So Tosis says that Pasek and Chumash says that the Kohen declares the Bayis is Tomei Vadai, even if it's crowded with people, even if there are many, many people roaming around in the house, and it's not a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid at all, it's a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, because you have three people together. So the Torah says, under all circumstances, the Kohen should declare that it's Tomei. So it can't be based on Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid. So that answer is good. That part of Tosis is good. Then Tosis says another answer, we have another klal. Sofik Tuma, Bishus HaYachid, Sveikai Tomei, is only if you're discussing whether an Adam, let's say, there was a person who was sick in the hospital, and he's on his deathbed. And we know before the sun set, there are no lights in the room, and we know before the sun went down, the person was still breathing and was still alive. We come back in the morning, we see the person is dead. And I walked in the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the fellow died in the course of the night. Before the sunset, before 8 o'clock, he was still alive. And now, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's dead. You don't know when did he die. So that should be a Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYachid Sveika Tomei. So Tosis quotes the Gemara, it's only Sveika Tomei because I'm a Yesh Bo Das L'Shoel, I'm a human being who has Seichel. If the Dover HaMakabal Tumah is a Yesh Bo Das L'Shoel, then the din applies Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYachid Sveika Tomei. But if the Dover HaMakabal Tumah is Ein Bo Das L'Shoel, let's say you're talking about a little infant, whether the infant was Makabal Tumah or not. So the infant, Hatnishken Seichel, it doesn't know what's going on at all. Or you're talking about a Kli was Makabal Tumah, whether Oichlum or Mashkin were Makabal Tumah. So if you're talking about a Dover HaMakabal Tumah, Shein Bo Das L'Shoel, then this Klal, Sofik Tumah Shusayachid, doesn't apply. Okay, so Tosis should have said like this. Here we're discussing whether the bias is Tomei. The Kohen declared the bias is Tomei. The bias is Embo Das L'Shoel. The Dov HaMakabal Tumah here is the Embo Das L'Shoel. So the whole rule of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachad Sveika Tomei doesn't apply. So Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis writes that the Pasuk, it's the fourth line from the top in Tosis. The third line they write, the B'chol Inyan Timi HaKosu. The Pasuk says that the Bayis HaManuga is Tomei under all circumstances. Even if there are a lot of people staying in the house, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid. And then they say another point. So they should have said like this. Even though the house, the Dover HaMakabal Tumah is Ein Bo Das L'Shoel, Matnishken Seichel, and whenever the Dover HaMakabal Tumah is Ein Bo Das L'Shoel, the Klal of Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid doesn't apply. So they don't write it correctly. They write, and even Afiladov Shem Badas Lishol, The Chumash says, under all circumstances, even if the bais is tami, even if it would be a case of ein badas, what do you mean, even if it would be a case?
Certainly.
Bais hamenuga is by definition, it's always a dava shein badas lishol. Dava shein badas lishol depends on the dava hamakabel tuma. Dava hamakabel tuma is the bais over here. So the achrayim ask that question. They say, the loshan atosis is megumgum. The loshan atosis is megumgum. And then b'chalal they point out, there's a sefer, Mein Avtoyach. The Rambam wrote a Hakdomah. The Rambam wrote a whole Pirush HaMishnayis. And he has a Hakdomah to say the Taras. He has a Hakdomah to say the Kochim also. One of the Maskilim in Europe wrote years ago, if we would have only, the only thing we would have, we have so much from the Rambam. The Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah and the Pirush HaMishnayis and all the Tshuvas and the Moreh Nevuchim. He wrote so many different things. So one of the Maskilim wrote, if the only thing we would have had from the Rambam would be the Hakdomah to say the Taras, we would have known that he was the God Lador. He was greater than all the other Rishonim in his generation. He has a Gevalda Hakdomah. So the Hakdomah to say the Taras, one of the Gedolim in Europe, 150 years ago, wrote a whole sefer, a commentary, it's called Mein Avtoyach. It has the text on the top of the page, is two or three lines from the Hakdomah Saramam to say the Taras. And the bottom of the page is all his comments on it. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, always had the Mein Avtoyach on his desk all the time. He used it all the time. Okay. It's a good safe. I don't know. I don't use it that much. Once a year, he used the main after. He says, his grandfather Rav Chaim had it on his desk all the time. So the main after writes that there's something fishy with this line in Tesis. He says, Sofik Tuma Bishus Ayachid, Sveka Tomei, does not apply to Tuma Saras. Behechlet, no. He quotes a Mishnah in Negoim and a Mishnah in Nozir like that. Clearly, does not apply to Tumas Negoim. And the svar is the following. The only time it's called the Sofik Tum is when the two Tzadari HaSofik are, is am I Tomei, am I Tohar? Here the two Tzadari HaSofik are, Kozman the Kohen doesn't declare Tomei, it's not Tomei, just because you have a negative sign, it's not Tomei. The two Tzadari HaSofik are, is it Tohar and there's a mitzvah to declare it as Tomei, or is it Tohar and there's no mitzvah to declare it as Tomei? So that's not called the Sofik Tum. Sofik Tum is when one of the Tzadari is it Tomei, is it Tohar? But over here, the both stadim are, is it Torah with a mitzvah to declare it as Tomei, or is it Torah without a mitzvah? So that's a Sofik and a mitzvah. That's not a Sofik Tumah. And then he points out that the Tesis on the first daf in Chul and the Tesis on the first daf in Nida raise the possibility that we divide all the Tumas into two categories. There's Tumas, Tumah Yotzol Migufay. Tumah develops in the body. A person becomes a Balkeri, a Zav, a Zava, Nidi, or Veledis, Mitzora. Person develops tumah in his body, a riya, or there's a tumah smaga. I go to a funeral, so I'm a kabbal tumah from the outside. I pick up and I touch a nevela, the A&P. You pick up a package of tray for meat, so it's all nevela. You become tumah, even though it's wrapped up. It's metame b'masa. Or if you pick up, you touch a dead sheretz, a dishmane shvatzma, metame b'maga. So you can be mekabel tumah mibachutz. That's tumah smaga. And then you can have tumah hayotzal migufa, tumah riya develops in your body. So there's one opinion in Rishonim, Taisus in Rishonim, that the whole, and Al Pidin, these are two different categories of Tumah. Tumah Hayotza Lamagufa is Mochomer. It's considered because it developed in his own body, is Mochomer. The Moshel, no Tommy is permitted to enter into the Azara, but in the Harabayas, Menatar, it's only prohibited if you have a Tumah Hayotza Lamagufa. A person is a Tommy Mace, so Menatar is allowed to go in the whole Harabayas. If a man is a Balkaria, a Zav, a woman is a Zava, a Nida, Yoledes, that's a Tumah Yotzei Lamegufa, so that's also Menatar to go in Harabais. But one has Tumah Smaga, Menatar is allowed to go in the whole Harabais. With the Rabbanu, they divided Harabais into three different sections. They declared that a Tumah Mei is not allowed to go to the second section, they made Chumras. But Menatar, only a Tumah Yotzei Lamegufa is prohibited to go into the Harabais. So the Tosfos on the first daf in Chulin, the first daf in Nida, and Bava Kamma, and different Mesichtas, Tosfos and half of the Rishonim came up with an idea that maybe the whole klal of Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochet, Sveka Tomei, only applies to Tumah Smaga, when you're Mekabel Tumah Mibachutz. But if it's a Tumah Yotzal Megufoi, the whole klal doesn't apply at all. See, this is for sure. Tosfos thought that it even applies to Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochet, Sveka Tomei, even applies to Tumah Tzaraz. So that's what the main Avtoch says, that's Mishnayis against that thesis. That's Beferish and Mishnayis. It for sure doesn't apply to Tumas Negoim, Tumas Mitzoyra. So one could have said, a Hezber, because Tumas Mitzora is part of the category of Tumah Yotzal Megufa. And all Tumah Yotzal Megufa, the cloud doesn't apply. Or Inami Yeshlaim, you could say, no, according to the other opinion of Tesis, that the Kloli HaPsak of Safik Tumah Bishus HaYachid, Sveka Tomi, even apply to Tumas Riyah. But Mitzora is different. Mitzora for sure is different. Because by the Mitzora, there are no Tutsdari HaSafik Tomi versus Tohar. The Tutsdarim are, is it Tohar with a mitzvah of Tameh? Or is it Torah without a mitzvah of Tam? So that's not called a Sofik Tum. So that's what the main Avtarech points out. He quotes the earlier Achranim that this Loshen and Teisvis is Megumgum. Teisvis says the Torah declares the Bais HaManuga is Tomei, even if it would have been a Dov Hashem Badasa. So what do you mean? A Bais is always a Dov Hashem Badasa. What do you mean, even if it would have been? And by Mitzorah, for sure, the Kalali Apsak of Sofik Tum Mishu Seher doesn't apply. That's Mishnah is like that. So that Loshen, it's a famous Taisus. The both parts of Taisus are famous. The part that they ask, how can you prove from the Pasuk that Yishtalav Chazok, even when there's no Reyesa? So Taisus said, no, the Pasuk goes even in a case where there is a Reyesa. The Kohen comes a week later and he sees that it shrank and he does not know when did it shrink, before he declared it as Tamei or after. And then the other part of Taisus that they came up with this funny Kasha, why? How can you tell that it's based on Chazoke? Maybe it's based on Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYachid Sveika Tomei. So that's what the main after quotes the Achranim say, that the whole Taisus Kasha is Megumgum. The Klal for sure doesn't apply to Tumas Mitzora. It's 2 days in Rishonim, 2 days in Taz, but it even applies to all other Tumas Hayotza Olam Migufa. So this Gemara is a famous Gemara. Mino HaMilsa, this is how you know that Tishtel of Chazok. For Egg the Gemara, how can you prove in this Pasuk that Tishtel of Chazok? Because the Kohen was in the house and he sees a Negat Saras, has a Kigris, has an inch by an inch, let's say, then he walks out, he doesn't see it. Verzok that he doesn't see it. Maybe he walks out backwards and he keeps on staring at it and he says it didn't shrink. It didn't get smaller. How can you tell from the Pasuk that Ishtal of Chazaka Bidilma could go? Maybe the Pasuk is only talking in such a case. Shoyotza derech achurav, that the Kohen is walking out backwards from the house. Pasuk says, V'yotza HaKohen, the Pasuk that they quoted from, V'yikir Yodalit, V'yotza HaKohen min HaBayis al Pesach HaBayis. Maybe he's walking backwards, and he's still staring at the Negat Saras, and he sees it didn't shrink. The Kochazi like Inofak, he still sees the Negat Saras as he's walking out, and it didn't shrink. So Rabach HaBayankiv is not so convinced that you can prove anything from the Pasuk. Amalei HaBayis, HaBayis says, no, your Taina is wrong on two accounts. Number one, shtei tshuvas bedover. You're wrong. Your kasha is a mistake. Chora, number one, the yitzir derech achurav lav shmo yitzir. The pasuk says v'yotza hakayin min abayis. In Hebrew and biblically, we want to say v'yotza. V'yotza means you turn your back and you walk out. Not you're going to walk backwards. A person walks backwards. That's called v'yotza. That's not called. A person walks on his hands and his feet are up in the air. That's called hoylech. I don't know what you call it. You don't call it hoylech. Hoylech. You say hoylech al yodav. We don't call hu halach, mimokam zelam, that's not normal. So the yotza means you have your face towards the door and you walk out, not that you're walking out backwards. And the pasuk says, v'yotza koin. So that's the first taina that Rabbi has. Shtei tshuv is bedover, the kasha of Rav Acha b'Yankim is wrong on two accounts. Chodah number one, zokta, itzir, derech uchur, alav shma itzir. V'yoy, taina number two. What do you mean? You have a big house. Where I live, we have 14 rooms. I have a big apartment. I have two apartments. So let's say a person has a house. The Kohen looked upstairs. There's a Negat Saras upstairs. And then he walks out. So how can he see upstairs? He can't even see on the first floor. If the Negat Saras is behind the door, so he can't see. If the Negat Saras is straight ahead, so when the door is open, so you can say the Kohen walks backwards and you can see the Negat Saras. What are you going to say if the Negat Saras... Achuria devas ma'ikala memo. What if the Negat Saras is behind the door? Even if he walks out backwards, he can't see. And the Pasuk goes in all cases. The Pasuk goes in all cases. It could be, I think what I said is wrong. I said, what if the Negat Saras is upstairs? I think there's a Gemara that the Saras bottom is only if it's downstairs. I think it's a Gemara in the Dorm. It has to be the Beis Eretz Achuzaschem. It has to be the house that's on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. The second floor in Eretz Yisrael is considered like Chutzlars. I think there's such a Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara didn't, the Gemara. Yeah, by us, we're used to thinking you have a house with a lot of rooms. In the days of the Tanakh, the house only had one room. The parents slept there, the children slept there, the kitchen was there, the toilet, everything was in one big room. They didn't have separate rooms. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Chumash, Chsavtam al mezuzas beisech v'sherach, you have to put a mezuzah. So the Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch that there was a mistaken practice that a lot of people had an apartment with a lot of rooms. They only put a mezuzah on the front door. They wouldn't put mezuzahs on all the doors inside. Because years ago, a house only had one room. That was the whole house, was one room. So of course, they only needed one mezuzah if there's only one entranceway. If you have two entrances, they need a mezuzah on any entrances. If you have a normal house with one entrance, you only have one mezuzah. Once you have a house with many rooms, they need a mezuzah on every room.
Yeah.
So the Gemara didn't say that question. What are you going to do if it's in the other room? The Gemara said, what are you going to do if it's behind the door? What are you going to do if the Negatzara is behind the door? So these were the two two arguments that Abai says to Rav Acha bar Yankiv, that his kasha is based on a mistake. Then Abai says, V'chi teime, maybe you'll argue the point and say, the Pasach Beikav, so if the Negatzaras is behind the door, so he'll open up a window. Kavsa is a window. The Kohen will open up a window and he'll still be able to stare at the Negatzaras when he walks outside of the house and he sees the Negatzaras didn't shrink. So Abai Tainas, you're not supposed to do that. But Tanan, we have a Beferish in Mishnah. Mishnah Negoyimit says, when the Kohen comes to see the Negatzaras, so let's say it's dark in the house, and the Negatzaras depends on the color. Let's say he can't tell exactly what color it is unless you turn on the lights. So the Mishnah says you're not supposed to turn on the lights. If you can't tell that it has a maritome, so you're not metame yet, that's all. But Tanan, the Mishnah says, Bais ofel, if it's a dark house, dark room, Ein paskin b'chalon, as Lira says, Nigel. You don't open up the windows, and you don't turn on the lights, and you don't light a candle to see. If you don't see, the coin doesn't see that it has a maritome, so it's tar. Calls man the coin. It doesn't become tummy automatically. It only becomes tummy if the coin declares tummy. There's no mitzvah that he should go out of his way to declare. If it's a bai sofel, then he can't see, has a maritome, so you leave it the way it is.
If the
coin
comes at night, there's nothing to talk about.
Can't see. He has to come in the morning. He has
so
to come in the daytime.
They can hold the whole haroma like that. Mm-hmm. He always comes at night, and he never declares his tummy.
No. It's a mitzvah to show it to the coin. So the coin has to come in the daytime. So Rias Negoyim is a mitzvah. But when he comes in the daytime, he's not mechuyev to turn on the lights. Not mechuyev to open the windows. Not mechuyev to use a microscope. If he can't see to his own, to the naked eye, so he doesn't have to declare Torah. So these were the tainas that Abai had against Rav Acha bar Yankiv. Rav Acha bar Yankiv said, where do you see from the Pasuk that the Kohen is falozen sich on the chazokah, shtelt up the chazokah? Maybe it's not based on the chazokah at all. Maybe he's still staring at the Negatzaras and he sees that it didn't shrink. So Abai Tainas, why? Because maybe he's walking up backwards. Abai Tainas, it's wrong. The Pasuk uses the verb v'yotza ha-koyin. That's not normal. V'yotza ha-koyin means he walks out with his face towards the door, not backwards. He doesn't walk out backwards. And the other Taina was that what are you going to do if the Negatzaras behind the door? Maybe he can still open a window. So Abai Tainas, on the Mishnah says you're not supposed to open a window. So Rabbi Tainas, that everything Abai said is wrong. Amalei Rabbi Tainas back to Abai. The Ko'amrit, the first Taina that you said, that Yitzia derachuchura v'lav shmo, Yitzia is wrong. It's dead wrong. Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah says when the Kohen Gadol walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walks out backwards, out of respect for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what Rabbi Hutton used to have. When the boys would leave his office, it was understood they have to walk out backwards. Out of respect for the Rosh Hashiva. So in the Mishnah, it only says in the Kodesh HaKadoshim like that. When the Kohen Gadol walked out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, walked out backwards, and the Pasuk says, V'yotza HaKayin. It says in Achrei Mois, the Kohen Gadol walks out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Hechel, so it uses the verb V'yotza. So how is a Yotza the din of V'yotza HaKayin if he's walking out backwards? So that's the first Taina that Rava says. The Ka'amr, the first argument that Abai advanced against Rav Acha bar Yankiv, he said Yitzia derech achuri walking backwards lav shmo Yitzia. In biblical Hebrew, you can't use the verb Yitzia. It's not true because Kohen Gadol b'am kippah yochiach tichsib be Yitzia. In the Chumash it says v'yotza hakohen, he goes to the hechel usnan. And the Mishnah says in Yuma that was the seder every year yotza bola derech knisosai. The same way he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his face towards Mairev, towards the Kruvim, towards the Oren, he would walk out. Derech Kenisasa, the same way he walked in. He walked out backwards, in other words. And it's considered the Yotzah Koin. With the Karmrit, and the second Taina that Abai said, if the Negatzaras is behind the door, he won't be able to see it. I open up a window. So Abai said, no, the Mishnah says you're not supposed to open a window. So Rava says that's incorrect. The Mishnah says you're not mechuyev to open a window to see if it has a maritoma or not. But the, he was talking, the Kohen went into the house, and the windows were open, and a window, or the sun was shining in, and he saw that it does have a maritoma. So he wants to declare it as tummy. But now he only has a shaila. Did it shrink? When he walks out of Pesach HaBayis, maybe it shrank. Maybe when he's going to declare the bias as bias hamuzgar tomei temporarily for the first 7 days, maybe trank and his psak is no good. So there's no din. You're not supposed to open the windows. The din is you don't have to bother to open the windows to ascertain whether it's a maritomi. But if you already saw it, it has a maritomi. You want to ascertain whether it shrank or not. Why shouldn't you open the windows? That's the second taina that he has.
Can he close the windows?
Before
he declares, can he close the windows?
I mean, before the coin comes, let the balabas close all the windows, so the coin won't be able. Yeah, that's okay. Let the balabas close all the windows. If the coin came and the lights are on, and the windows are open, the lights are on, and he sees as maritomi, he has to say tummy. But the balabas not mechuyev. He shouldn't make it darker than it was before, but he has a right to close the windows, so when the coin comes, he won't be able to see that it has a maritomi. You know, I'm mechuyev to open the windows to ascertain that it has a maritomi. But here, the yoid, what is he saying? Udeko amrit, the end of the first wide line. Udeko amrit, and the second taina that Abai advanced. Bai sofalein peskin b'chaloinas, liris es nigoi. You don't open up the windows to see if it has a negat saras. No, Abai, Rabbi says, you're wrong. Hanimil hechad deloy is chazik. That's if the kohen didn't see that it has a maritomi yet. So the Mishnah tells us, you don't have to open the window, you don't have to go out of your way to make it lighter than it is. If the coin comes and he can't see, so let him not declare tummy. Aval hechad is chazik. Here the coin looked at it, it does have an egat saras. When he walks out, he does know maybe it shrank. So to ascertain whether it shrank, why should you say you shouldn't open a window? Open a window and watch to see if it shrank or it didn't shrink. Aval hechad is chazik. So Rabbi doesn't like Abai's tainus. Rabbi doesn't like Abai's tainus. And Mimele, the mocker from the pasuk is a good mocker. Then the Gemara says, Tanya daloker Ravach Bayankov. You have a beferish of Brisa that shows that Ravach Bayankov's tainus is not a valid tainus. Ravach Bayankov said, maybe the only time the kohen has the right to declare tamei is if he's walking out backwards and he's still staring at the negat saras, and he goes out, he sees that it didn't shrink. So the Gemara says there's enough in a brisa that says not like him, that the kohen can declare, even if the kohen walked home, the kohen lives in a different section of the city, he can declare tomei even if he's no longer near the house at all. He can't see it at all. So the Gemara says Tanya the look Rabacha Bayankiv. The brisa runs as follows: a mishnah in the kohen, the yotzah kaimen abayis, the kohen should walk out of the house. Yochel yelech l'toch beiso. Maybe the kohen should walk home. He lives in another section of the city, in Ganson, many blocks away. Yochel yelech beiso v'yazgir. He should declare the bais is a muzgar. Tamar loimer al pesach habayis. No, v'yatzah kohen not. He should walk home. V'yatzah kohen al pesach habayis. E pesach habayis. How far in and how far out? Pesach habayis means he's standing in the threshold, and he's halfway, still halfway in the bais. Halfway in the bais, so he's going to declare it's a muzgar. He'll become tamei. So it says no. He should stand under the askupa. Yeah, the yazger, and he'll become tamei. What do you mean? The kohen should not walk all the way home. He should not stand under. He should not stand too close. He should stand outside of the whole bais. Okay, so what should he do? If he stands outside, right next to the Shai, have two mezuzahs and the mashkov, umazgir. And what happened with the Yevid if the coin went all the way home and he declares tamei? What if the coin stayed in the middle of the house and he declares tamei? So, but the Yevid is also the psak is a good psak. That's not ma'akev. How do you know Shim Holach Letoch Beis Avi Hizgir? The Kohen walked all the way home, the other side of town, and he declares Tameh. Osham Betoch Habayis VeHizgir. He's standing inside the house, and he declares it's a Bayis Hamuzgar. How do you know Shehazgir Hamuzgar that it will be Tameh? Tameh Loim VeHizgir Habayis Mekomakam. But yeah, but even if he didn't do what he's supposed to do, he's supposed to stand right outside of the Shar Habayis, but the Eved will be good. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbacha Bayankiv, the only time you're going to declare that it's Tameh if he's still staring at it. But he says, if he walked all the way home, how can he be staring at it? So you see, Beferish and the Braisa, he's not staring at it. You see from the Braisa, the Tanoim understood the Pasuk, and Shtelt after Chazok. Freg the Gemara said, what does Rabbacha Bayankiv do with that Braisa? With the Mishnah and the Goyim, it shows that he's wrong. Zog Gemara, Rabbacha Bayankiv holds, the Gun doesn't disprove what he said. Maybe there's a row of people. The Kohen lives five blocks away. Maybe there's a row of people, and the Kohen says, Tomei, it's 8:15, let's say in the morning, 8:15. You don't look at night, you can't see anything. 8:15 in the morning, so the Kohen declares Tomei, and there's somebody there in the house at 8:15. He also has a watch. Or the Kohen screams out, I hereby declare the bias is Muzgar, it's Tomei. And a whole row of people. And the guy inside, when he declared Tameh, he sees that still has the grist. It didn't shrink less. So Rav Acha ben Yankov says, you cannot prove from the Pasuk, V'yotza koin al Pesach Habayis, V'hizgos Habayis. You cannot prove yet the Shtel of Chazoke. Even though the Pasuk tells us, even if he went home and he's Metameh yet, the Bais will be Tameh. Maybe Kagon, the Pasuk, maybe is talking about a case. The Kaimi, Dora, the Gabri, there's a row of people, V'armi kiri koi koi. And everybody says it still has the same size. It didn't shrink. The one who's next to the one who's inside the house sees that the Negat Saraz didn't shrink. It tells the guy next to him, didn't shrink, didn't shrink, didn't shrink. Keeps on screaming. And everybody keeps on relaying the message to the Kohen. So at the time the Kohen declares Tommy, he's five blocks away. Which is a whole row of people. And each one tells the other one, didn't shrink, didn't shrink. The guy inside said, didn't shrink. And they tell the Kohen, didn't shrink. So he says, Tommy. And they keep on saying, still didn't shrink.
The Kohen can accept such a...
Yeah, Eid Echad is Nema.
What happened if it did shrink?
No, if it did shrink.
No, the Kohen declared it's Tomei. And yeah. They had to vote with people. The one guy said at the end that it shrank.
No, so if it already shrank before he declared Tomei, then the Pesach is an error.
It's like a telephone. Each one is telling
it takes a second. It takes another second. No, so you have to ascertain. If it shrank before he said Tomei, then the psak doesn't correspond. One says tummy, it remains tummy. Yeah. It remains tummy, yeah. Here, this brisa appears in the Dorim also on Daf Nun Vav. So there in the Dorim, the Rishonim discuss an issue. Here also Rashi has it. They discuss it here. How do you translate the word v'hizgiris habayis? How do you translate? So I always understood. The Kohen declares the bias is bias hamuzgar. He declares that it's tamei, temporarily tamei. We'll see if it'll become a muchlat. There's a mitzvah muzgar and a mitzvah muchlat. So I thought the hizgiras habayis means he declares that the bias is tamei b'toras muzgar. Half of the Rishonim do not understand like that. Half of the Rishonim said the hizgir means to close the door. So they're bothered with the kasha. How can the Kohen walk home? He lives five blocks away. How can he close the door if he's five blocks away? His means he closes the door. So they say there's a long string. I don't know. The kasha never bothered me. I never thought that the hizgir is to be taken literally. Thought the hizgir means he declares. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim on the door. On this brisa, when the brisa says, if he went home and he made the hizgir, it's also tamei. How did he physically do a hizgir if he lives five blocks away? So half of the Rishonim say it just means you declare that it's a bayis hamuzgar. The other half of the Rishonim say no, the hizgir means he has to close the door, and by closing the door he declares that it's tummy. So how did he close the door? It's five blocks away. He has a string and he pulled the string. I don't know. They assume that hizgir a coin. The coin has to do the hizgir, whatever the hizgir means. Either means declaring or it means closing the door. What does it mean by an odom? Let's say a person has a nega tzaras on his body and says, v'hizgir hakot, v'hizgir es hanega. What does it mean over there, v'hizgir es hanega? There's nothing to close. So the tour on Chumash, the tour has a commentary on Chumash, he quotes his father, the Rosh, So his gear means that he should put a bandage on. It doesn't mean he has to lock him up in a house. He says his gear is hanega. Doesn't say his gear is hametzora. A metzora muchlat has to leave. Ayaris has to leave Yerushalayim. Has to leave all ayaris on the kafes chayma. Mercy should be known. They have a higher level of kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So a mitzora muchlot has to leave, but a mitzora muzgar is allowed to stay in the city. Is allowed to stay in the city. So what? Right.
So maybe they encircling the
gear. Right. So the tour
closes the circle.
Right. That's one version. The tour writes he puts a marker on the skin to know whether next week did it grow bigger or smaller. How's he going to remember from one week to the other? Lord's going to take a photograph. They didn't have any iPads. So how's he going to know whether they got bigger or smaller? So one shot, the tour writes with his gear. He should, his gear is hanega. He should make a mark on the skin to know where it was. And then at this, I think the two versions in the tour. Another version is his gear is hanega means it puts a bandage on. A bandage is not enough. He has to put the marker also to know whether there was pisoya, whether it grew further.
I thought his gear was like to isolate, but also like a melitza kind of a thing. Essentially, that this person is separate.
That's by a muchlot, a mitzora muchlot.
A muchlot, yes, but that's the gom mikutz lama.
Yeah, but the hisgir is before he becomes a muchlot.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so you can't say the hisgir you isolate him. He not isolated.
I'm just saying he's using that terminology, as a metaphor kind of thing to say that he's sort of isolated.
The Mishnah talks about the mitzora going to shul to daven. So there's a din that the Mitzorah is Matameh Ba'ohel, just like a mace is Matameh. So Mitzorah, the Mishnah says Mitzorah is Matameh Bibiya, Kol Abol Ha'oil. Why does it say Bia? Why does it say Matameh Ba'ohel? So the Menchas Chinuch says, because it's not exactly the same. Because let's say you have a mace in that room, and we're sitting in this room. So the Tumah goes from one room to the other because the door is open. If the door would be closed, say something from the top to the bottom, then the Tumah wouldn't go. Door is open, the Tumah goes. But by Mitzorah, it's not so. You're only tame if you're in the same room where the mitzvah is. So they used to have a shul which had an ezros nashim, so that the mechitza didn't go all the way up to the ceiling. It was a separate room for the women. So, and the mitzvah is only mitame ba'ohel if he's standing still. If he's walking, then he's not mitame ba'ohel. So the Mishnah says the mitzvah wants the daven and shul. He's not yet a mitzvah muchlot. Mitzvah wants a daven and shul. So he should run into shul, make sure he doesn't stand still, run into the shul and go into the women's section. And then when he's in the women's section, he can sit down, and the people in the other section, even though it's open from one to the other, the tumor won't go from one to the other. But he can function with people. He's not yet, after he becomes a muchlot, then he has to be biyotza, he has to go chutz l'sholosh machnas. So then he's really isolated. But when he's still a muzgar, he isn't really, he's a little bit isolated. Whoever's going to touch him is going to become tummy. He's a little bit isolated. So that's a shaila. How do you translate the word v'hizgir? V'hizgir is habayis, or v'hizgir is hanega. What does it mean v'hizgir? Okay.
It's not in the nor is really closed. The nor at habayit.
The nor,
the key.
Yeah.
But this goresh, you don't close it with the key.
Right, just v'hizgir means either to close or to declare that the habayis is a muzgar.
Yeah, it's a closed house.
Yeah. So this is the famous Gemara. This is the first discussion. Where did the Chachamim establish this din? Because we just had the din on the previous Amud. Rav Huna says, if you have a behemah, b'chaya has a cheskasisur, and then you don't know whether there was a proper shechita, and then someone eats it anyway, so you should have said, Safik, the Raisa Luchumi, you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't get malchus. Rav Huna says, you do get malchus. Because since Behema Bechaya Beches Kasiser, Yishtalav the Chazak and we pass can I say Tzavadai Nevela. Tzavadai Nevela. So the Gemara asks, Minoha Milsa, how did Rav Huna know? All the Tanaim, all the Amaraim, everybody agrees there's such an institution that Yishtalav Chazak. Yishtalav Chazak to assume that it didn't change, and even if you know that it changed, Yishtalav Chazak to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Yeah. That's what we spoke about. How do you establish a Yartzai? We know that the people were killed by the Nazis on these 3 days. We don't know when they were killed. We know by the end of the 3 days, all the people in the village were dead. So when did the children, when did the relatives observe Yartzeit? So that's what the poskim say, earlier poskim, before the war. So they write, you don't know when the person died. Shtampin at the chazaki, you assume that he died as late as possible, the latest possible day. The only thing that was that we discussed it, I think, the only thing that's a machlokes is, what if a person dies bein hashmashos? We know when he died. Not that it's just, we know he died bein hashmashos. He died 10 minutes after the shkia. So that's bein hashmashos. So some poskim say, so you don't know whether the yahrzeit is the earlier day or the later day. So shtalav chazak, you assume he died later. It's not a suffix. So Rebbe Kivega, Tainas in the Horus on the side of the Gemara, and Erevin around Laman Hay or so. We know when he died. It's not a suffix when he died. We don't know whether 10 minutes... We don't know what day it is. So what does it help? Pishtel tava chazake. It's not a question of how long he lived. That, Rebbe Kivega has that kasha against the Gemara. The Gemara said, Pishtel tava chazake.
There's two dies.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the
same thing, if you don't know
when
they do,
the
Yom
HaTanah,
yeah. That's the most of a point about talking about. Yeah, a lot of Achrayim have this Machlaik. Yeah. Now the Gemara has another famous sugya, the second line, and Yud Aleph and Aleph. Minoho milsid, what is the mocker in the Chumash for the din that the Chachamim said, Zil Basarube? How do you know you go Basarive? That's what we had before. Rov Mitzui Meitah Shechita Mumch Mehei. We started the perek. Hakol Shechta Meshchitos and Ksheirim. Shechitos and Ksheirim means someone shechta behem, he walks away. We don't know if he knows Hilcha Shechita. So the Gemara says, you go Basar Rov, Rov Mitzui Meitah Shechita Mumch Mehei. If the guy Tzachun Tuginom to shechta behem, Mestama he knew what he was doing, and you don't know he's not here, and Mestama he knew Hilcha Shechita, otherwise he wouldn't, he'd be a Meshugana. So otherwise he wouldn't have shechta the animal. So the Gemara says, how do you know you have a right to go Basar Rov? What kind of a question mean? Hold on. It's like a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. What kind of a question mean? Oh, Hamilsa. As if they made up something. It's a pasuk in Chumash. And for the Gemara name. The pasuk in Chumash goes when you have a split vote in the Sanhedrin. You have a Sanhedrin of 23, a Bezna of 3, and it's a split vote 2 to 1, or you have a split vote 15 to whatever. Whatever it's going to be, a split vote in the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Ruba Disa, come on. If you have a Ruba Disa, come on, Kigon. Teisha Chanuya, that's the example the Gemara has in Ksubas. There are 10 butcher shops in the city, and 9 of them sell kosher meat, and 1 sells non-kosher meat. And I find a package of meat in the street, and there's no way to identify whether it's kosher meat or non-kosher meat. So if the kosher store always wraps it up in a package that has kosher, it wasn't wrapped up. We're talking the kosher store, the trefa store, nobody wraps it up differently from anybody else. And you absolutely can't tell by looking at it, and it wasn't salted yet. Usually you can tell. If it's kosher meat, it was salted already. He's going to salt it at home. It's not like today that the butcher salts the meat. You can't tell if it's kosher or not. So the Gemara says, if there are 9 stores sell kosher meat, and 1 store sells trefa meat, nevela meat, so you go basarav, the odds are 9 to 1 that it's kosher. So that's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. There are 10 stores in the city, and 9 sell kosher meat, you go Basarai. Or Sanhedrin, the original Basar goes, when there's a split vote in the Sanhedrin, so you go Basarai.
Maybe it's something about judicial proceedings. How do I know to make an application?
That's a good detainer. How did the Gemara even know to apply to the Teisha Chanuyas, to the 10 stores? Maybe it's only by judicial proceedings.
What tray falls into kosher, so you go.
Because when you have a Bezna split vote in the Bezdin, that's what the Rishonim say. You have a unit that's a bezdin, so you say Ruba Kukuloi. Ruba Kukuloi is a different word. There are 3 different dinim of Raiv. There's 1 din of Raiv, you don't know what the facts are, so the probability is Raiv Mitzui makes a Shechit and Mum Chavim. Probability is that it's he probably did a good job on the Shechit. So that's a Raiv. Then there's another din of Bittel V'Raiv. I'm cooking soup, kosher soup, and a little bit of Chazah Shmaltz falls in. And you have shishim against it, so you say it's bottle burn. That's a different than bittel burn.
And also comes from Acharav Lahatos.
Yeah, and then there's a third din, Aruba Kukuloi. And everything comes from this pasuk. So that's a good question. How did they see all of the dinim from this pasuk? So they quote the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, Ruba Kukuloi you see from the pasuk. Why? Because when you have a Sanhedrin of 23, let's say 20 say he's Chai Mis and 3 say he's Pata. So you go Basarov, the odds are 20 to 3 that it probably is Chai Nisa. But don't you have to have a psak of a Sanhedrin? 3 of them said Pata. So where's the psak of the Sanhedrin? You only have a psak of 20 Dayanim. the odds are he deserves to have a Gmar Din against it. But you don't give the death penalty unless Bez made a Gmar Din. Where did Bez make a Gmar Din? 20 rabbis said, Chai Batriya, staring and screaming and saying, Potter. So where's the Psak? So the answer is, Rab Chaim said, Ruba Kukula. Since you only say Ruba Kukula when you have a unit. You have a Sanhedrin is a unit. A unit of 23 Dayanim is called the Sanhedrin. Or you have a Bezdin, a Dintura is a unit. Three Dayanim constitute a Bezdin. So you say Ruba Kukula. Two out of the three say Chayiv, we consider it as if the Bezin said Chayiv. And if 20 out of the 23 say Chayiv, we consider it as if the whole Sanhedrin Paskin Chayiv. So you see Ruba Kukula from the Pasuk also. Where do you see?
The Pasuk is that you don't go after the majority.
Leroy's, no, no. The Pasuk, no, the two different psukim.
You shouldn't go after that.
But you should do the right thing. No. Is then it says, well, you shouldn't follow a slim roiv to give einish misa. If the Bezno 23 has a split vote 12 to 11, 12 say chayv misa, and 11 say potter, so you only have a roiv of echod, so that's how the Gemara understands
the whole Pashim Shad is, don't go after the majority, but do the right thing. Even if the majority is saying not Yoshim.
The Gemara doesn't understand like that. The Gemara understands the Pashim Shat is not so. The Gemara understands the Pashim Shat, but Siach Ram Leroyz, you're not allowed to follow a slim Roiv to give Lechi of Misa, but Acharam Lahatas, whenever you have a Roiv in Mominus, it's not Leroyz. Whatever is Letoiva for him is Leroy for the other guys. Indeed in Mominus, he can't say Lahaka Lahachman. There's no Chilik, whatever is Lahaka on him is Lahachman the other one. So my mom is, you always go Basar, even a slim roiv. And the Fashis, and Malkus, and Golus, you're not allowed to go Basar, a slim roiv. So Ram Leroy is a simple roiv. You're not allowed. You have to have Ruba de Minkra. You have to have a little more than a basic. The Loisane goes, half of it. Loisane, Arib, Linta is period, psik. Acharam Lahatas is another din. You do Acharam, you do follow roiv. Sana Relintas, the loy doesn't go on Acharam Lahatas. Acharam Lahatas is a positive. You should follow the roiv. Sana Relintas means a different thing. What does it mean? That's a question. So the two Rashis in Sanhedrin, Rashi, the Mishnah Melech points out, the two Rashis in Sanhedrin translates the pasuk opposite from each other. One pshat is, Sana al Riv Lintas, Loisana, don't give in to the big Talmud Chacham. Let's say there's a Din Torah, and I think that Talmud Chacham is making a mistake. But I'm going to give in to him and make the guy Al-Paskin Potter, Al-Paskin Chayim, because he said like that. So Rashi learns, one pshat, Loisana, don't give in, Loisay Ona, don't be Nichla, Loisana Ariv, Riv means the big Talmud Chacham. Loisana Ariv, Linto is don't vote like the Talmud Chacham and tilt the psak in his favor, because you're giving in to the tamachav. You have to express your own honest to goodness opinion. Then Rashi has the other pshat. Losan arif means lintas. You're not allowed to argue with the big tamachachem. You have to say what he said. So that's why we have the tam in the nevashes. We have the tamachachem express his opinion last. Mas poschem in atzad, because if the tamachachem say first, everybody has to say like him. And in dinim amenus, we don't care, so we let the biggest tamachachem say first. And everybody else has to say the same. They can try to convince the Talmud Chacham he should change his mind. But if they can't succeed in convincing him, then everybody has to bump Genoch and say the same thing that the Rav said. Lasan al Rav. The more Darshans, even though it says Lasan al Riv, but I think it's a Kriya Ksiv. So the Ksiv is Rav, so the Gemara understands the Pasuk. Lasan al Rav Lintos. You shouldn't be Nichna to the bigger Talmud Chacham, or you shouldn't be choylik on the Talmud Chacham. Opposite pshatim. Nachama. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that there's an institution of Azlina Basaruba? Minohan Milsis. The Gemara says, Minolan. What kind of question is that? That's the Pasuk Acharam Lahatas. Everything Gemara knows. The Pasuk, the original Pasuk, talks about Sanhedrin. And from Sanhedrin, we can extrapolate who are the Nami. Any other Ruba de Issa, come on. You have a good Tataina. How do you know to extrapolate? Maybe it's only a Din and Bezdin because it's Ruba Kukula, because it's all one unit. Yeah. So whatever the Rav said is considered as if the whole Beis Din pasken like that. I don't know. Somehow the Gemara assumes that from the pasuk you see both Ruba Kekulai, the Psak is issued by the whole Beis Din, by the whole Sanhedrin, and you also see that the Rav is Mevarad effects. The Rav is Mevarad that the guy, the odds are 2-1 that he really is Chayv the Mammon, and the odds are 13-10 that he really is Chayv Misa. So we see that you go Basar Rav to establish what the din is. The odds are 13-10 that he really is Chayv Misa. And you also say Ruba Kekulai, the Psak was issued by the entire Beis Din.
Maybe by Chanuris it's also a unit. Because
no,
he's talking about the same type of butchers. In other words, everybody's a butcher. There's no difference in different kinds of stores.
No, I don't think so. You see, by Sanhedrin, you have to say two things. You have to say the probability is if it's a split vote, 13-10. So first, you have to say the odds are 13-10 that the guy is Chayv Misa. Because the 13 Dayanim said Chayv and 10 said Potter. So you see that you go Bosa, the probability to establish that the guy probably is Chayv Misa. But then the question is, but you don't have a Sanhedrin issuing the Psak, only 13 Rabbanim. You have to have a Psak from all 23. So you say, Ruba Kekula, if you have only 13 Rabbanim sit down to judge a man and they all say Chayiv, so you don't say Ruba Kekula, you have 13 out of 23. If you have 23 and 10 said Potter and 13 say Chayiv, then you say Ruba Kekula. Arba Kaisas on Pesach night. You have to have a whole Revius, you have to fill up the Kais, it should be Mole. You have a Kais, and you drink right that Kais, then you say Ruba Kekula.
So the Mia disappears. The Mia disappears.
Doesn't disappear. It's because we'll get to Reb Meir.
You wouldn't give Misa, you wouldn't give Misa, Reb Meir.
We're going to, no, he would give Misa.
Yeah. Ruba Kekula, because Ruba Kekula.
Yeah.
The Mia's not there.
Yeah. Okay, say it like that.
The group that votes in the minority, after the Beis Din gives his psak, are they allowed to say that we oppose what the Beis Din did?
The Gemara says, this had Hoylech Rachel Megala Sod, that you're not allowed to tell the Baldin I was really on your side, but I was outvoted.
So
what can I do?
So, in effect, now the entire unit is voting whatever the majority.
Right. And if it's a Din Torah and they have to give a psak in writing, so they all have to sign the psak.
So, you have Rubo Kekulo at this point.
The Gemara just says Sanhedrin, when they give the psaks, if it was a unanimous vote and all three dayanim said chayiv, so we say, we write, and we all three came to the conclusion that you chayiv to pay, and all three signed. And if it was a split vote, 2-1, all three have to sign, but you don't write, and we all came to the conclusion, you write, umidivreinu, based on our proceedings, we established that Reuven is chayiv to pay. So it's a giveaway in the text of the Shtar whether it was a unanimous vote or was a vote based on right. If it writes, and after much discussion we came to the conclusion, that means that it wasn't unanimous. And if it was unanimous, then we write, and we all agreed that Reuven is chayv to pay. But they're not allowed to say who said which way. That's not derech eretz. And Gemara tells a story that there was a din Torah, and after 23 years, one of the dayanim spilled the beans, and he said he was really in fair. So they ostracized him. Why he told Hoylech Rachel Megala Sod? That's not derech eretz. That's an inyan of derech eretz. It's not proper to do that. So again, so the Gemara says we have the pasuk Acharam Lahatus. Acharam Lahatus tells us you go basaruba de isik hamon to be mevarer what the din probably is. The odds are 2-1 that the guy is chayv mamon because two dayanim said chayv, one said potter. The odds are 13-10. That the guy's Chayv Misa. And then you also say Ruba Kekula, that the Psak was issued by the entire Beis Din. That you see. But the Gemara says, how do you know Ruba de Isa Kamon lo kam boilon? That's no Shaila, that's the Pasuk. Ki kam boilon, Ruba de Leisa Kamon gegon kotnu ktana minolon. How do you know Gobasarat? What's kotnu ktana? Kotnu ktana is a din like this. A man is married and he dies and he leaves no children. So his wife, and he has a brother. He has no brother, Ishaila, but he has a brother, so the wife needs chalitza. So what if the wife is not bas mitzvah yet? He married a young girl. Of course she didn't have any children. She's only 10 years old. She can't have any children. She's a ktana. But let's say there are two brothers. The brother who died was 35 years old. The brother who's surviving him is only 5 years old. So rachmanis, that the almana has to wait till the kid becomes bas mitzvah. He can't do chalitza. A cotton can't do chalitza. You have to wait till he's bar mitzvah. How do you know a cotton can't do chalitza? Because the pasuk says after you do the chalitza, everybody says kochi yasal ish, asher liyivnes beisachim. So ish always means prat le cotton. So that establishes that a katan cannot do chalitza. How do you know a katana cannot do chalitza? So that's taka machlekes ha-tanoim. In the Mishnah in Perek Mitzvah chalitza, where they say, makshina nisha liish, is there a hekesh between the yovam and the yavama? So just like the yovam has to be bar mitzvah, because it says, kach yosa liish, brat l'katan, so the yavama also has to be a bas mitzvah na. So we pass a makshina nisha liish, that the yavama also has to be a bas mitzvah. She has to be a gdol. Taisus has two gears, so whether that's a real makshin and ish is a real din deraisa, it's a real legitimate hekish, or it's only a chumer midirabbanon, and maybe b'shas hatrak there's room to be made. Okay, so that Taisus has two gears in the Mishnah and Yevomis. Maybe b'shas hatrak there's room to be made. But leaving out the pilpul with the isha, the kotnuk tana can't do chalitz. Kotnuk tana cannot do chalitz. So you have to wait till the cotton becomes bar mitzvah, until the ktana becomes bas mitzvah. Yeah. But that's only for chalitza. What about for yibum? What about to do yibum? So yibum, you don't have these psukim. So let's say a man dies and he leaves no children, and his wife needs chalitza. His wife needs chalitza or yibum, and he has a brother who's 11 years old. Let's say the girl is also only 11 years old. The girl is 11 years old. And the boy is 10 years, 11 years old, 12 years old. He's 12 and she's 11. He's older than her. Naishidach. He's 12 and she's 11. And they're in love. The husband died. And they want to get married. So normally a katan can't be mekadesh and isha. You need das. You have to have das abal. You have to have das o isha. But here you don't need das. The din is that yibum is kind of even without das. Even he didn't realize that this was a yivama. He thought it was his wife and his baal leo, so the din is that the yibum is kaina even without kavana. So the Mishnah says that if a man died and he leaves his almana is a ktana, and the brother is a katan, so the Mishnah says they can live together. He can do the yibum, they can live together. It's only going to be biyasa biya if the boy is older than 9. Bachas b'menteshu shanim emecher is en biyasa biya. So there's no yibum, and if the girl is younger than 3, there's also ein biyosabir. So the girl is, let's say, 11, a boy is 12, right? So katan ktana, they're allowed to live together. So Rav Meir has a chumrah, they shouldn't live together. Why? We don't know. He may turn out to be a soris, the brother. She may turn out to be an islandess. A lot of times, when you have chalitza, what's a normal case of chalitza? Couple was married for 65 years. The husband dies at the age of 85. They never had children, so obviously somebody had a problem over here. Either he couldn't have children, she couldn't have children. The stomach is some problem. And nonetheless, you need chalitza. So the Gemara distinguishes between an okar versus akara, as opposed to a soris and an ibis. Okar and akara means there's some kind of hormone imbalance, and if it would be today, they would know how to treat it. They would have a mahalach how to treat it. So that's what the normal chalitza is. When the yavam who died, when the brother who died was an akar, or the yavama, the almana, is an akara, so there still is a din of chalitza and yibum. But what if the one who died was a soris, or what if the almana is an islandess, or what if the living brother, the surviving brother, is a soris? Soris and islandess is a whole different thing. The whole body develops totally differently. When a girl reaches 12, so normally shtei saris grow be'eva ho'er. When a boy reaches 13. Normally, shtei siris grow behavior. A soris and an islandess, they don't have any shtei siris, and the different parts of the body grow differently. You can tell they're a simonim. But you can't tell they're simonim until they reach the age of 12 or 13. When they're younger, you can't identify that the person is a soris or an islandess. So how many people are soris and islandess? A very small percentage, a very tiny percentage of the population. So Rameh came up with a chumah chashinu lemiyutu. You wouldn't permit. If the man died and his almana is a ktana, or the yavam is a katan, Rav Meir wouldn't permit them to live together, because it may turn out that the yavam may turn out to be a soris, the yavama may turn out to be an islandess. We don't know yet. She's a young girl. We won't know till after the age of 12 by the girl or 13 by the boy whether she's a soris or he's an islandess. So Rav Meir says chashin lemiyuta. Tosis is not sure whether Rav Meir's shita. Chashin al-miyuta, is that a real din deraisa? Is it a real din there? Yeah, so the pasuk is Heched the Efsher. That's how the Gemara is going to say.
Oh, Efsher Levara.
Yeah, here the bottom up. You see over here, Rav Meir says, Vatunta, wait a year or two. We'll wait and we'll see whether he's a saris or not. We'll find out in another 2-3 years when he reaches 13. When she reaches 12, we'll find out. Let's say you have a situation, you have to do something now, Korban Pesach. You have to eat the Korban Pesach now. Don't tell me the Korban Pesach may be a trefa, so you can't eat any flesh. You can't eat any flesh. Maybe the animal is a trefa, and it's not going to help you. Shechted, and there's no way to check. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Aleph from the base. The Gemara asks, 2 lines from the bottom, second line from the bottom. The Leite Mahacha, you have to distinguish between Hecha de Efshir, Hecha de Efshir. The Gemara asks, Le Rameya, the Chayish Lemiyuta, Rameya has the Chumra, Chashin Lemiyuta, Achanami de Loecha Bisra. He says, he holds you're not allowed to eat flesh, because every animal could be a trefa, there's no way to tell. The Chite Mahachanami, maybe Rameya Taka holds you're not allowed to eat flesh. Maybe every animal is a trefa, there's no way to tell. So the Gemara says, what do you do with Korban Pesach v'kotshim ha'ikaname? What's he going to do? Korban Pesach, the Torah says you have to eat Korban Pesach whether you like it or not. So Rav Meir is Maida, Elahecha de Efshir Efshir, Echa de Lefshir Lefshir. Rav Meir Shita Chashin Lemiyuta means, Vartunta Rabbisal, wait to see whether the Kotna Ktana are Saris and Islander. So Taisa says, it gives you the impression that Rav Meir's whole Shita is only with the Rabbana. Chashin Lemiyuta Lechatchila, Echa de Efshir, Echa de Lefshir is Nish. That's the Pasha Peshad. Rav Meir Shita is only with the Rabbana. Then Taisa says, another day, no. And Meshit is really on the level of the rice. In a certain sense, Rav Meir Shita is the rice. Beferish, the Gemara in the end of Yevamis, the Gemara has an achleikus Rav Meir and the Rabbanon l'shitosim. What's the din if you have Ruba v'chazoka? Raiv, I don't know what the facts of the case are. So if you follow Raiv, it tells you that it's red. If you follow chazoka, it tells you that it's black. You don't know which it is. What do you do when you have a roiv and a chazaka that are pulling in opposite directions? So the Gemara has a machlokes. So we pass ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. The roiv beats out chazaka. Rav Meir says that it's shkulim. It's equal and it's a speka de dina. You don't know what the facts are. The roiv doesn't win, the chazaka doesn't win. So the Gemara says in vos b'shteita machlokes, and that's a machlokes on the level of the raisa, that the chachamim hold ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. Rav Meir holds shkulim. It's equal. That's on the level of the raisa bein lahakol bein lahak. So the Gemara says, what does that machlokes depend on? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir goes l'shitosa, and the Rabbana go l'shitosa. Rav Meir holds chashina l'miyuta, Rav Meir shita, because miyut is kamanda isay domi. The miyut is standing there. You don't ignore the miyut. Miyut is kamanda isay domi. That's why chashina l'miyuta. So since the miyut is kamanda isay domi, so you have to say ruba v'chazaka ashkulam. But if you all like the Rabbana, loy chashina l'miyuta, so what it means in effect is as miyut is commander leisidami. You just ignore the miyut. So then you say ruba v'chazaka, ruba odiv, because the roiv is better. So the Gemara says, even if you hold like that opinion in Tosis, Tosis here on Ardaf and on Peivav and Chulin, Tosis has the 2 days where the Rameir Shita is the Reis of the Rabbanon. Even if you should assume like that opinion in Tosis, that Rameir Shita is only mid the Rabbanon, but it's rooted in a din der Reis. The machleik is on the level of the raisa, whether when you have a roiv and the Torah says acharam lahatas, they say miut command isidam, miut command leisidam, and that machleik is relevant on dinim der raisa, where they say ruba v'chazak ruba adifanat. What do the words mean? What do mean miut command isidam, miut command leisidam? Sounds funny. So the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis and the first part of Ksubis explains what they're talking about. If the Mefarshim on the Gemara don't explain, Pnei Yeshua explains. He says, the Shaila is, what's the story with Chazoke? Chazoke, Mishtelta after Chazoke, status quo. Status quo is Mevara, the facts of the case. Mevara, the facts of the case. Not Mevara, anything. Chazoke is a din hanhoge. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, you should be noyig today, the same way you were noyig yesterday. Whatever you had been noyig yesterday, you should continue to be noyig today. This is famous. Rav Shimon Shkop has this in his Sefer and the Shari Yosh. Chazaka is only a din hanhoge. V'araya, that Tosis points out, chazaka even works when it's a tied to the sasri. It's davshe yepshe lios. We know it absolutely doesn't correspond to the facts. Chazaka is a din hanhoge. If you don't know what the facts are, you should continue to be noyig the same way you were noyig yesterday. Lastly, what about roiv? So is roiv we rely, the probability is, so that's called the birur. But he's saying, no, Rav is also just a din hanogah. So the Pnei Yeshua learns, this is exactly the machlekes Rameh and the Rabbanim. Rameh holds miut kemanda isei dami. How can you ignore the miut and say Rav is mevara the facts? The miut is screaming at us, don't forget me. There's a miut of people who are service and islanders. So Rameh understands that Rav is only a din hanogah. So if you have a Rubah and Chazaka pulling in opposite directions, Chazaka is a din hanogah, and Rav is a din hanogah. So it's shkulim. So you don't know how to be naive. Masha'ini came, the Chachamim, the Rameir, they hold the miut command, the leisei domi. What kind of, what do you mean, miut command, the leisei domi? Means that Rav is a birur. Since the probability is this, so we assume that those are the facts. So if those are the facts, so the Rubah and Chazaka, of course, Rubah Adif. Chazaka is a din hanogah, but you don't know what the facts are. So be noig the same way you were noig yesterday. But if you have a rive, so the rive tells you what the rive is mevara, what the facts are. So you know what the facts are. So the whole din of chazaka doesn't apply. So true, the ikir probably is like that day in Tosfos. There are mer shitas only with the rabbanon chashin lemiyuta, but it's rooted in a din deraisa. How do you view rive? Is rive a din bira or is rive a din in hanhogim? So that's how the rishonim say pasha pshat and the gemara, the first half in Gittin. You don't get them together years ago. So the Gemara says on the first half, but if it's a miyuta, the miyuta, loy chayshinu. If it's a very insignificant miyuta, even Rameh agrees that Rav is a mavara. You have a Rav of 80%, so there's 20% against it. If you have a Rav of 99%, that's a very good probability. So if you have a miyuta, the miyuta, against the Ruba, a very strong Rav, so that even Rameh agrees that that's a mavara. But if you have a Rav of 80%, 70%, even 51% is also right. 51% is, so that even the Chachamim would agree. Tosfos says, we're going to get to the Gemara later. If you have a Rav Garua, Vos Heista Rav. A Rav can be 51%, 52%, 53%, 63%, 73%, 83%, 93%, 99.99. There are many different levels of Rav. So you put them all together in the same boat. How can it be? So that's what Tosfos shows from the Gemaras. If you have only a Rav Garua, just barely made it by the skin of its teeth, 55% to 45%. 55%. That's a Rav Garua, 55%. So even the Rabbanon hold, Ruba v'chazaka ashkulam. Because a Rav Garua is only a din hanhagat. And if you have a whopper of a Rav, a 99% Rav, it's only miyuta to miyuta. Rameh is also masking that's a beer. So then Rameh would agree, loich hashinu miyuta over there. But if you have a rive of 80%, a rive of 80% is a normal rive. So that's the machlekes Rameh and the Rabbanah. So the Rabbanah hold, that's a birur. So Ruba v'chazaka, of course, you follow rive. Chazaka is only din on hagam, but you don't know what the facts are. When you know what the facts are, so you follow the facts. And Rameh says, no, if you have a rive of 80%, anything less than a mute, anything less than 99% is only a din on hagam. That's the Pnei Yeshua, writes like that.
I want you to have the numbers for chazaka. Then it becomes a rive. In other words, if you have a certain chazaka, that 90% of people...
That's rive. That's called rive. So
that's called rive.
Yeah. So, chazaka just means status quo. Whatever was yesterday, we are noyig the same
today.
For
the majority of what did yesterday. In other words, you don't have a minority. In other words...
No, Avanu Bevadai, what it was yesterday. The live animal is Aser. It's Ein Zvucha. For sure it's Aser. So today, I don't know whether we did a Shechita or not. I assume it's Vadai Nevela, and he gets Malkus of Yitzin. You don't just say if it's a Sofik Shechita, Sofik Daraisa Lechum, you should need it, but you don't give him Malkus. Say, no, you do give Malkus. Mishtaltav Chazaka, and it's Vadai Nevela. Yeah. So Chazaka means status quo. And Rav, you have all the different degrees of Rav, with different halachas of Rav.
What do you do if you have meat in a matzah, and you meet a matzah?
We're going to have to discuss it. You have there Alpidin, I just gave three categories of Rav. You have Miuta, the Miuta, 99%. Ibrahim Meir agrees that Rav is a Mevar. And if you only have a Rav Garua, you have 55%. Rav Garua, even the Rabbanon agree that it's only a Din Hanhoge, it's not a Birur. And the Rabbanu would also agree, Ruba Chazaka would be Shkulim. But then within, in between these, there's still more levels of Rav Alpidin, where we distinguish them. Via Tamatz, others will have to get them. Okay. In this week's Sedra, you always have to look for the connection between the Sedra and the Haftarah. So the Pashat Pshat, the connection between the Sedra and the Haftarah is, in the beginning of Bamidbar, Kodesh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to take a census of Bnei Yisrael. It's called Chumash HaPkudim, the Chumash about the census. We call it Bamidbar, but the Gemara Mishnah also always calls it Chumash HaPkudim, the Chumash with the census. And the opening Pasuk and the Haftarah is that the Jewish people will be so many. There'll be so many Jews who won't be able to count them. So the Pashat Pshat is that that's the connection between the Kriya and the Haftarah. Very often there's a very superficial connection, but then if you look in the Yalkut Shemayni, almost always, when you look in the Yalkut Shemayni and the Nevi'im, you'll find another connection, which is something often much deeper. So here there's another connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha. The concluding Pasuk says, when they were traveling in the Midbar, they were men-based Masors. They traveled from one city to the other. They stayed there for a week, for a month, for a year, for 20 years, and then they moved on whenever the Onan would move. So they would move. So the Pasuk says, when they were dismantling Wadal Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash, no one should watch. You're not allowed to look at the Kelim when the Levim are putting them into the Bigdei Hasrod. So the Gemara tells a story that once during the Bayis Sheni period, Raiders of the Ark, I think there was such a movie, something like that. The Bayis Sheni period, the Gemara says, there was one of the tiles in the Fulat Beis HaMikdash was a little crooked, so someone realized that must be the trap door. He picked it up, because it had a hook out, picked it up, and there was a staircase. He went downstairs, and he saw the Orim with the Kruvim, and he died, because it says, Vamesu, the last word in Parshas Ma'amar, V'loi V'olivis Kavala Sakarish. You're not allowed to look at the Orim with the Kruvim, and Misa B'dei Shammai. So the Gemara tells this story. So you see from the Gemara that it's not a Hayro Asho. It wasn't only a din in the Midbar for the 40 years when they were traveling. It's a din L'Doris. The Achreinim ask, how come the Rambam and the Moni HaMitzvahs, those who wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, nobody counts it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs? So they all answer, because it's only a Hayro Asho. It only applied during the 40 years of the Midbar. So the later Achreinim ask, it's not correct. The Gemara tells the story in the Bayis Sheni period, that the fellow died, Misa B'dei Shamayim, because he looked at the door and went to Kruvim. So it's Takakasha. How come the money HaMitzvah didn't count it? But you see from the Gemara that it's a Din L'dor. So the Gemara faked Takasha, but in the Bais Rishon period, when the Orim with the Kruvim were upstairs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when the Oyler Regalim came, they used to roll up the Paroiches and show the public, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMokim, that the Kruvim are hugging each other. The Pasuk says, Divra Yamin Kemar Ish B'Liv Yosef, like a husband hugs his wife. See, it was a Zohar and a Nekeva. The Zohar represents the Rebbe Shalom, and the Nekeva represents Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hugs the Jewish people like a husband hugs his wife. So the Gemara says, how were they allowed to show them the Kruvim? The Pasuk says, you're not supposed to look at the Kruvim. So the Gemara answers, it depends whether the Orim with the Kruvim are Bimkaimam or Shaloi Bimkaimam. When the Orim and the Kruvim are and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bimkaimam, so then the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is one of Nisuin. We have like a marriage with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole Shir HaShirim is describing the love between the boy and the girl, the husband and the wife. And in Tanakh, in different places, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is described as one of a marriage. So the marriage, there are two stages. There's Erisin and there's Nisuin. And Nisuin is an Esh Yisrish B'Beis HaBaal. And an Arusin is an Esh Yisrish Shelo B'Beis HaBaal. So the Gemara says, when the Orim with the Kruvim is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Esau is like one of a Nesua. So the Nesua, they're living together. So of course, the Chosn Kalakant, the husband and the wife, could look at each other. They're living together in the same house. But when the Orim and the Shaloi Bimkoima, either in the Bayis Sheni period, it was in the basement, or in the Midbar when they're traveling, so they took down the whole oil moy, they took everything down. So the Aron is now Shalom Kama, so then there's an Issa. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is only one of Erisin. So that's why there's a din, Takadin L'Daris, a din you're not allowed to look at the Aron with the Kruv. That's how the Gemara answers. So the Mishlam Melech has a drasha, and this Mishlam Melech has a Sefer drasha, it's called Parashas Drachim. So he has one drasha about this, that it goes back and forth. When you bring the Orim with the Kruvim back into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes Nisuin. When the Shalom Yom comes, it's Erisin, goes back and forth. So the Pasuk says in the Haftarah that the Haftarah is all about the Gulu Hasida, Kibbutz Golias, Losid Lovelim, Mos HaMashiach, everything is going to be wonderful. Then the pasuk says, "Vahasi roisi." Where is the pasuk? Vahasi roisi shmos habolam yipia v'la yizachra b'shmam. The Jews won't be worshiping Avodah Zarah anymore. And at that time, by the Gula Hasidu, Neum Hashem Tikri Ishi LeTikri Li Od Bali. They will refer to the Rabbanu Shalom as Ishi. We won't call him Bali. What's the difference between Ishi and Bali? It's unclear in the pasuk. So the Mefarshim get a different shot. So the Mishnah Melech suggests that's what it means. Ishi means, we'll call him Ishi means Nesua, as opposed to Bali only means Arusa. That's his suggestion. That the pasuk, because he quotes this Gemara in Yuma, that the last pasuk is distinguishing between Eris and Nisuin. So the pasuk of the Navi refers to Lasilava, will revert back to become an Nisua, won't only be Eris. And then the Haftarah concludes with the three psukim that we say every day, that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel is one like marriage. So there is a pasuk in Navi, we say whenever you have a chasana, we include that phrase of that pasuk into the bracha, that the day will come. So the Baal HaTanya has in his drushes, in fact, Akasha, under the chuppah, the kala doesn't say anything. The chasana says harema kadashesli, the kala shosekes, kala doesn't say anything. That's what the Reform rabbis wanted to introduce in Germany. That under the chuppah, the kala should say, "Ani l'day d'vidai d'li." They wanted to introduce. So Rabbi Isaac Breuer made a comment. Yeah, he said it's a good idea. When they're holding by getting divorced, she should say "brach daidi." He made fun of the whole thing. Brach daidi, he said "brach daudi." He said like "Ani l'day d'vidai d'li." She should say when they're holding by getting divorced, she should say "brach daudi." So the Baal HaTanya asked this kasha. What do you mean? Od yishama bar Yehuda. Kol Kala. The Kala doesn't say anything. More talks about Shtika. The Kala Shesekis. So he says the Kol Kala goes on Knesset Yisrael. It's not talking about a Chosn Kala. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to make another Kabbalah Satayra Lasi Lovay. That's how the Medrash says. The first time the Rebbeinu Shalom said Anochi Hashem Alekecha. And then he got angry at Bnei Yisrael. So after he's going to take us back, he's going to have give us a double Ksuba. Anochi Anachi Hu Menachemchem. It says twice Anochi. And the Medrash gives the mashal that the Melech was away from his castle, and he comes back after a month, and he heard that that his wife was Mizana, and he gets into a fit of rage, and he divorces the wife. Then he finds out later on it wasn't the wife; it was one of the Pilachim, wasn't the wife. So he tries to apologize to the wife, and he wants to take her back. So the Chaverim, the Oyhavim of the king, say, "You gave her a get, you divorced her, and you made a mistake. You have to give her double ksuba now. You have to give her twice as much. You have to be mefayis her. You had no right to divorce her." So that's what the Nevi'im say, that Lasi Lavid, Baruch Shalom is going to have to be nice to us. Anochi, Anochi is going to give us twice. There's going to be another Kabbalah Satorah. And Bnei Yisrael, just like we said the first time, Nasa Benishma, so we're going to have Kol Kala. Bnei Yisrael is going to say again, Nasa Benishma. There's going to be a new Kabbalah Satorah. So that's how the Baal HaTanya says that when the Pasuk speaks about Lo'asi Lovoi, that there's going to be Kol Chas and Kol Kala, it doesn't mean the boys and the girls are going to get married. They should all get married now also. They should get married Lo'asi Lovoi also. But the Nevi'im are promising there's going to be another Kabbalah Satorah. The Pesukim and Novi say like that. It's going to be a repeat of the Kabbalah Satorah. Yeah. More than the first time. Yeah. The Gemara says that the Maimed HaSinai, Rav Soloveitchik used to say the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias, that there was a Kiddushe Kesef. You have to have an issues between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So the issues was accomplished through Kiddushe Kesef. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach over here. So the Mishnah says you can have either Shliach Lohailocha Sa Kesef, by a get, you can have Shliach Lohailocha, the Baal appoints a Shliach to deliver the get to the wife. So the get is Chal when the shliach gives it to the wife. Or the isha can appoint a shliach lekabbalah, so the minute the baal gives the get to the shliach, she's already megureshes. So the same thing by kiddushin. If the chosin makes the shliach, so the kiddushin is only chal when the ring is delivered from the shliach to the isha. If the isha makes a shliach lekabbalah, so then the baal gives the ring to the shliach, so the woman is megureshes right away. So what kind of a shliach was Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and he said, this is not drush, this is al pi halacha. That's what he added, that there was a difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnis. The Luchas Rishonis says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring any stone up from the ground. The second time, Rabbeinu Shlom, Psal Luchas and Luchas Rabbeinu. The first time it says, Haluchas Maisu Lekim Hu, Vamichta Michta Velekim Hu. The material on which the Aseres HaDibus was engraved was heavenly material. It wasn't from Adam Azeh. It's some kind of a Ruchnis Dika material. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was a shlich lahilocha, and until he's going to deliver the luchas with the ksav to Bnei Yisrael, the kedushin wouldn't be chal. So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas that the Bnei Yisrael should be pnuya. A pnuya shezinsa doesn't deserve the same manish as an eshes shezinsa. It's called Zman Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bnei Noach are also not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, but when a Jew worships Avodah Zarah, it's worse. It's like an eshes shezinsa because we have like a marriage with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't deliver the luchas to Bnei Yisrael, he was a shlich lahilochas hakidushin, he doesn't deliver it, so the kedushin wasn't chal. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas on purpose in order to be matzol klal Yisrael. But the second time around, the Rabbeinu Shlom said, so luchos shnei luchos avonim, luchas safti al haluchos. So what's the din, let's say, if the shliach ha'isha comes with a box? The isha says, here's a carton, bring the carton to the chasen should throw the ring into the carton. So he's a shliach lekabbalah. So the chassan throws the ring into the cotton. She's mekudeshes right away. So the Baruch Shalom said, this time, by the luchas shnias, psal luchas and luchas avarim, you bring up material, and I'll engrave it. So the moment the Baruch Shalom engraved it, the kedushin was already delivered. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach lekabbalah, and the kedushin was with the engraving. So when Moshe Rabbeinu had the luchas avarim and harsin, regular luchas ma'ala mazeh. Regular luchas from my mountain, Baruch Shalom engraved that was already the Kabbalah Sakidushan, like if the Shliach Isha brings a cotton and the Chasim throws the ring in. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, based on Midrashim, that this was Al Pidin, there was a basic difference between the luchas Rishonis and the luchas Shnias, that by the luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning as a Shliach Lahailocha Sakidushan. So Kozman, he didn't deliver the luchas, the Kedushan wasn't Chal yet. So we would only be nidon like a nochrish avod avod zara, like a pnuyah shezinsa, not like an eshesich. Bnei Yisrael worship avod zara is a double aver. And by the luchas shnias, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want to have that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to smash the luchas and prevent the kedushin from taking effect. So the second time around, Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning as a shlich lekabbalah. So the echtoy, when the Rebbeinu Shlom engraved the luchas, the ksav was the kedushin, not the luchas. The ksav was the kedushin.
Why was it only on the second luchos that for Moshe
Kikoron or Pana? Usually the Velt says there's a long essay by the Beis Halevi where he explains, based on a lot of sources in the Midrashim, in Zohars, in the Gemara a little bit, not so much, but mainly Midrashim and Zohars, that the luchos Rishonis had more than Aseres HaDibros written. And the original plan was that Kol HaTorah Kula was going to be on the Luchas. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. Everything was going to be on the Luchas. Whoever would have a Shaila, you wouldn't need any Shaila Setshuvas. You just look at the Luchas and you find the answer. And then, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu smashed after the Chet HaEgel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this the Midrashim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to punish Bnei Yisrael, he's going to allow the Umas Olam to have Shlita over us. If he wouldn't have sinned with the Chet HaEgel, no Ummah V'Loshin would have had the ability to be Shoylet on Bnei Yisrael. But because of the Chet HaEgel, to have a Shlit on Bnei Yisrael. So the Baruch Shalom was afraid, if he's going to give again Lucha Shnias, everything is going to be there, so the Ummah Sa'olam are going to claim, they're going to get the text of the Torah Shebichzav. They'll claim that they're the Yam HaNivcha, like the Catholics claim, that when the Jews rejected Asa Huish, they became the Yam HaNivcha. And then when they, at the beginning of the Zionist movement, over 100 years ago, so the Catholics all over the world and all the newspapers, they wrote the same thing. What do they hold? What's going to be with the Zionist movement? They said, it's never going to happen. It can't be. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNivcheres for the Am HaNivcha, and we are the Am HaNivcha, the Catholics. Because the Jews rejected us, so they lost their status as Am HaNivcha. It'll never happen. Eretz Yisrael will never be in the Jewish hands. So 1948, with Hakam Samadinas, upgefrekt the ganze Pilpul. They were saying this for 80 years. For so many years they were saying, for 60 years they were saying like that. So they had to give a teretz. They never recognized the Medina. And earlier, for many years, they didn't recognize the Medina because it was a pircha against their whole animamim. So they finally came up with a teretz The Jews have the modern Israel, but they don't have Hebron, and they don't have the Eretz Atika, they don't have the Makam HaMikdash, they don't have Shechem, they don't have all the Mekayimus HaKadoshim in Eretz Yisrael where the Ovis live. They only have modern Israel, it doesn't count. Then after Mechamet Sheshet Hayamim, so upgefrek the Teretz. So they had the Makam HaMikdash, they had Shechem, they had Hebron. So the day after the Nitzochen and Mechamet Sheshet Hayamim, so the Pope said they should internationalize Yerushalayim. Why? Because it's a pircha against their gloibim. It's a pircha. How can it be? They were saying all along, it'll never happen. And every Ara Yamazah, every year, the Pope always says, at least once a year, the Jews have to internationalize Yerushalayim. Why internationalize? Why Rahman is for the Arabs? No, because it's a pircha against their religion. The teretz that they gave wasn't Eisgehalten. So then finally it wasn't working. The teretz had said they're not internationalizing Yerushalayim. So they finally had to change the whole gloibim. They changed the whole Avodah Zarah. They always said, they're the Amanifcha, the Jews are not the Amanifcha. Then they said, the Jewish religion is also. You go to Elam Haba, even if you're not a Christian, Jewish religion is also Emes. And then they wanted to know, they met with the Rabbanim and the Yeshiva 2-3 years ago, so they had a whole pilpo every year or so. They come with a whole discussion. So they wanted to know, they hold that the world is divided into three groups. The Catholics, and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Jews. The Jews have a special place in their heart. The Jews also go to Olam Haba. There's also a good religion. They wanted to know whether we divide the world into three parts also. So all the Rabbanim told them, no, we divide the world in two parts. The Jews are the Aman Ifcha, and everybody else is not the Aman Ifcha. They had to tell them in a nice way, but that's what they told them. So the Medrash says, there's a concern if Kol HaTorah Kulo is going to be Bichsav, that's a pasuk in Novi that the Gemara quotes. Tesis quotes in Gittin, in Perek HaNezokin. If the whole Torah will be written, Torah Shebichsav, so the Ummah Salam will have Shlita on us and have Shlita on the Torah, and they'll say that they are the Amanifcha, they have everything. So the Rabbanu Shalom decided after the Chet HaEgel, when he gave the Luchas Shnius, he only wrote, Psaluchos and Luchos Haverim Karishinim, Chasafti Alalachos, Ashadvaram Shehayu. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchas, only the Aseres HaDibros was there. As he was about to smash it, he saw Osias Parchas Ba'avir, all the rest of Kol HaTorah Kulo disappeared, and there was only Aseres HaDibros on the Luchas. At the time that he smashed it, it only had Aseres HaDibros. That's the Midrashim say like that. So the second time around, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Psal Luchos Nei Luchos Avarim Karishanim, only as Hadvarim Shehayu al Luchos Harishanim at the time you smashed it. I'm only going to write Aseres HaDibros. So by the time the Luchos Shnius were given, the Ribbono Shel Olam said he's going to have a Torah Shebaal Peh, and that will give Bnei Yisrael their uniqueness. We're the only ones that have the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Ummah Salam don't have. Unfortunately, now, every time Art Scroll prints a Gemara, so they have to send, they have a standing order, they send 40 copies to the Vatican. So they have the whole Torah Shebaal Peh also. But the Ribbono Shel Olam and Nishgevolt, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted there should be a Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's usually assumed that the Koran or Panav, the Karnei Hoid, was because that's when we had the Torah Shebaal Peh. When you have only Torah Shebichsav, so the Torah is outside of you. When you have Torah Shebaal Peh, so it's within you. So the Torah was shining out from Moshe Rabbeinu because he had the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's usually assumed to be the reason why. The Karnei Hoid was only after the Luchos Shnius, because that's when the Torah Shebaal Peh came about. After Rav Soloveitchik visited the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the 30th anniversary of his Nesius, so he was speaking to the boys in the yeshiva a little bit about it. So he said, the Rebbe gets up so much for Klal Yisrael. He said, a Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Rabbeinu the first time was a Rosh Yeshiva. Galan Torah and Har Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him Torah, so he didn't have Karnei Hoid. But then, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu Tzachob Gigem, he was davening so much, he was davening Abayim Yom, Abayim Elayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam should have Rachmanus on Bnei Yisrael, he acted like a Rebbe. A Rebbe has Karnei Hoid. So the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't have Karnei Hoid. A Rebbe has Karnei Hoid. But it's usually assumed that the reason why the Karnei Hoid is because of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That the Torah Shebaal Peh only came into existence after the Chet HaEgel, when the Luchos Shnius were given. That was the Torah Shebaal Peh. Next week, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow night for a week. So next week, I'm not going to be. I won't be able to give a shiur. And then the week after, Tuesday night, is Yom Tov already. So the next shiur will be the Tuesday after Shavuot. Okay, 2 weeks. Okay. Absolutely, the first 3 weeks.
Oh,